first. He gets the ground ball with Lindor for the double play, and he's a pitch away from getting out of that inning, which would have been nice, but got beat there down the line. At the end of the day, left a lot of sinkers up in the zone. Curveball was backing up on him early, and just battled through to get a six.
Offensively, there wasn't a lot of strikeouts for you guys.
Yeah, offensively, it wasn't a good day. Some bright spots that I actually feel pretty good about. Contreras took some really good swings. There's some intent to his swing there. I feel like a day like today can really get him going, which could be helpful. Walker took some really good swings as well. So there were some bright spots there. I was able to get Cabbie back on track with a couple lefties at the top of the lineup, and then Verhagen, a couple punch outs. Overall, there's some bright spots, but at the end of the day, still a loss.
We see Contreras obviously drive the ball, but also go the other way too. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I feel like a game like today, it looked different. It looked good, and it can get him going, and it's what this club needs. So that's definitely a positive.
That's dealing with Walker, is that a product of trying to do something different, kind of generate some sort of scoring, or is that just a play?
No, miscommunication and just a learning opportunity.
Yeah. So you talked to Contreras after his home run. How good was it to see him smile and you know, be excited again?
It was awesome. It's what we need. Let loose a little bit, just play the game and not trying to do too much. So obviously good to see him hit that one. Yeah.
Thea, you may have touched on this with the sinker. That might be the root of it. Most of all the runs came up two outs against Michaelis. Is that the stuff that he just can't? He doesn't have the stuff to go to in that moment, or is there anything else that you see there?
No, just a sinker up, and he didn't pitch down in the zone like he normally does. When he does that, it's a lot more weak contact and off-balance swings, and he battled through that without being able to locate his stuff the way he normally does.
Do you think Miguel did something to y'all? I mean,
Early on, when you look at what he did in those first couple innings, just didn't leave anything over the plate. This is a guy that doesn't typically command it, if we're being honest, but hit the corners, lived on the edges, made one pitch over the middle to DeJong, which he got. But overall, he actually kept the ball out in the middle of the plate pretty well.
Have you seen any trends with Michaelis? It's been three outings in a row.
How about before that, John?
It's well before that.
All right. And that's just baseball.